everyone. It's April, and here we are. We're back again this week to say hi to everybody and to talk about our pets a little bit and ask Veronica a few questions every week. I'm happy to report that there is no animal in my house at the moment that is in a health crisis. This is big news because I've been in constant health crisis for all of 2025 and a little bit of 2026. But I can say today that I've got everybody under control. Everybody's on their meds. The meds are working, by the way. And I found out something: when a dog is extremely sensitive and you live in the woods and there's fleas and ticks in the woods, you can't give this particular dog anything toxic because he's so sensitive. This is Guinness. And of course, when we got a little bit of 90 degree weather in the month of March out here, of course, here come the fleas, which nobody's prepared for because you don't prepare for that till like June. So I couldn't give Guinness anything other than this Buck's Mountain parasite thing, put it on him like that. And I started doing a lot of research because when I talked to the regular vet, they wanted to put him on something called, I think it's Apoquel. But I read so many horror stories about it online where the dogs died and then they were on it for 3 years and they developed cancer. No, I'm not doing that either. But I did find a thing where they said collagen. Give your dog a dropper full of collagen morning and night and his sores will heal up, the fleas will stop biting, and it won't happen. So, of course, we did the whole flea thing in the house to get everything out. I had to move everybody around so they didn't get any of the toxic stuff. But I started giving Guinness this collagen morning and night. This is day 7. All of his sores are starting to heal up. He's growing hair back. It worked. So for those of you who have the ultra sensitive dog, and I know there's many of you out there, collagen, liquid collagen, and they make it for dogs, so that there's no human stuff in there that's going to, you know, hiccup them in any way. He's not been, no tragedy, no upset, but the collagen worked. And he could handle it. He could handle the collagen, but he couldn't handle the Apoquel. He couldn't handle, you know, some of the sprays that come out with all the nasty crap in it. He can't do that. He can't even be in the same room as that, or he has like a meltdown. And it's not a fake meltdown. It's like a biological meltdown. So for all of you out there with the sensitive dogs, get some collagen and start giving it to your dogs, especially flea season's here for everybody now, just about. So make sure you do that, because I was at my wit's end, and suddenly I don't have a problem anymore. All because of $16.95 I spent on this bottle of collagen. That's it. Where the Apoquel, by the way, was like $200 a month for him to be on the Apoquel, and it would kill him eventually. So that's where we're at with that. So Tony, how is my little Kai doing over there?
Well, I came up with a brilliant idea, which was, you know, I have him in his little car seat that sits on the console of the car. And I realized he's only looking at like the dashboard and at the sky. So I bought some foam, and I Velcroed that to the bottom of his car seat to raise him up to my level. And my God, he thinks that's the greatest thing. I see his little head spinning around. If I look right, he looks right. He is seeing the whole world on a different level.
Oh, that is so cool. Must be fun to watch it, too. His little sense of wonder.
Yeah, because it was like, at first, he was like, wait a minute. I can look you in the eyes. And then the next thing I know, you know, I drive out of the driveway, and he's just looking around. So he's very happy.
He's got like a 360-degree view from that little seat now. He can look to the back, to the front, yeah. All over the place.
Oh, yeah. So he's very happy with that, and QQ is starting to come up and sleep with me, finally. And if Kai gets a little, snooty with her. She just takes her paw and smacks him, and he lays down.
Well, she's got him trained now.
Oh, she does. She does.
See, the cats will plot. Cats will sit and plot. A dog is very spontaneous. They don't do a lot of planning with what they're doing. But
no.
The cat will sit and draw diagrams and calculate and initiate the plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She
There's the difference.
She definitely does that. And so now, you know, he's sleeping with me and he's over on the side. And she doesn't let him come near. And I'm fine with it.
Well, yeah. Then everyone has to cut out their space, you know. This is my spot.
Yeah. And, you know, she puts up with a lot that I'm surprised she does. But she's been very good with him.
Ah, that's so cute. I just love hearing about the dogs. You know, in these troubled times we're in, just hearing dog stories, seeing little dog memes and cat memes too, it just kind of mellows everybody out. I mean, it mellows me out, especially if I'm upset about something or I've heard something that's, you know, outrageous. If I sit and play with my dogs, I feel my blood pressure going down. I just feel better all the way around. Oh. So we're very blessed to have such cutie pies in our lives.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, I'm going to go get Veronica and say hi to everybody.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. If you're on the East Coast, we've got 40-degree weather. We're having a heat wave. I don't think winter's over with yet. I think we have one more shot at possibly some light snow. But I think we're going into spring, and God, I love my winter. But anyway, we got some great questions today. And I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Indeed we are.
Hey, Alexis writes in, could you tell us again what happens to our beloved pets when they cross over? Is it similar to what humans experience?
Well, no, not exactly. You have to remember that the dog knows why they're there. They're just not incarnating to evolve. Most dogs, cats, they're already evolved to a certain level. And when a dog crosses over, there is much to do about welcoming them there. And they don't, you know, meet friends and stuff, maybe a little bit, but what they do is they go there to rest a little bit, because some of them might have crossed over with a great deal of difficulty or a great deal of suffering. And what they do to combat that is they take them to a place, we call it the meadow, where it is a beautiful sunny day, there's flowers, there's, you know, butterflies, all kinds of, and they can go there and rest in the sun. There's a simulated sun set up so that they can recover and calm down and make plans about what they wish to do in the future. Now, a human goes in and they have to, you know, they meet people, do a social event, and then they go into their life review. Dogs and cats don't go through life review, or other pets. They don't do that. What they do is they come in and assess a bit about what their plans are next, because they're already evolved. What they do is come in and help humans evolve. So that's what happens. And it depends on how long they suffered or how much difficulty they were having at the very end, how long it takes for them to recover in what we call the meadow. But once they do, a lot of them want to come back to their humans, but some don't. Some wish to say, okay, well, we'll wait for her to get here, but we're going to do some exploring. So the participation of animals is a bit softer, a little bit more, you know, diligent, really structured, but they don't do a life review, and that's what makes it different. They don't come to the planet to evolve. They come to help humans evolve.
All right, our next question is coming from Bruce. How can I find out the name of my spirit guide?
Well, a lot of you are very sensitive to begin with. And all of your guides, everyone has at least one that is with them from the beginning to the very end of the linear life. And finding out their name is, we think, a good idea. So you're not saying, hey, you, can you help me out? You can say, hey, Paul, you know, Mark, Luke, John, somebody, help me, because I know what your name is. So it makes it a little bit more intimate and personal. Finding it out, though, can be difficult. If you find yourself not being able to connect, like in meditation or whatever, seek out a channeler, seek out a medium. They would be able to tell you immediately. When we work with people and they ask us these things, we move into look into their energy to see who their guides are. And we're able to get a name immediately. And most guides, channelers, and mediums can do that for you as well. But if you don't want to go that route, start a meditation program where you open up your consciousness and say, look, I'd like to be formally introduced to you. Your guide would love you to know their name. Absolutely adore that. So we do think they'll help you. But if you're not real patient and you really want to know right now, then go to a channeler or a medium, because they would be able to do it for you immediately. And how it works is that you have one that comes in the second you take your first breath, and they stay with you till you take your last breath. Then they go with you to your life review. So they're a pretty important individual to be connected with. There are also guides that come in and out for specific growing, evolving lessons that you have in your life where you might need assistance. So there's more than one guide, but there's the one main one, but then there's some that come in and out. And sometimes you can have up to 7 or 8 guides helping you, especially if you're going through some sort of crisis moment.
Well, you know, that's very interesting, Veronica. Later yeah. on, I want to know the name of my spirit guide. I think it's Flora, but I'm not sure. Anyway, our next question is John would like to know, when someone dies and their spirit is ready to reincarnate, would they reincarnate in another dimension or galaxy, or is reincarnation only available on the Earth plane as a human?
Reincarnation includes all the dimensional spaces, all the timelines. You reincarnate, you can reincarnate in any place in the galaxy if you want to. You do not have to come back to Earth. And we have heard through our conversations with those of you who are on the planet at this time that some of you, you know, would really like a little change. And you can request that when you go onto the other side and you're making your plan what to do. You can certainly tell them, the Earth didn't really meet my needs at this time. Is there another place I can go to that's a little bit more intricate, a little harder, a little easier? Let us know. So yes, you can do that. But you can go to many different places. So don't think that you have to come back to Earth if you're involved in the reincarnational process. Not at all. You can choose someplace totally different if you want.
Okay. Robert would like to know, can everyone channel someone died and their spirit is ready to reincarnate? Could they reincarnate in another dimension or galaxy? Or is it just if they decide?
Well, we think that got a little confused. It would be Robert.
Yeah.
And it says, can everyone channel if they decide to?
Okay.
So everyone, okay. We agree totally. All of you have the ability to channel. You're channeling somewhat as you are walking around in that body that you have every day. Your soulful energy is coming through that biology. If you're wanting to channel ascended masters, different energies, different aliens, all you can do that. Everyone is able to do that. But it takes focus. It obviously takes linear time to be able to do it. And yes, there are some of you that are more inclined to be really great at it than some others. Some of you are spectacular at it, but some of you are still struggling. And there are the groups of people that go, oh, that's nonsense. I don't do that. But it is a real thing. And everyone can do it if they decide to. So we'd say, if you want to, start reading up on it. Sanaya Roman, Opening the Channel, is a good book to read if you're at the beginning stages, so to get you your feet wet, so to speak. But we do believe that a lot of you can do it, and a lot of you know you can do it, but you're a little afraid to jump into that realm. Don't be afraid. Be very focused and driven and practice, because they have to practice coming into you, and you have to practice letting them do that. So if you want to do that, begin a practice with friends, relatives, people who are of like mind, and practice it. It's like any other skill that is within you. You have to bring it forward. And we really hope that most of you do, because there's nothing better than having a conversation with spirit. Never. Because they have a little bit more vision. And when you're allowing an energy to come through you, it's a beautiful experience. The energy coming in has the ability to fix a few things along the way, adjust your energy a little bit. So yes, everyone can channel if they want to. And it's not everybody's cup of tea, though.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. You know, all of you who write in, you really have very interesting questions, for sure. And if you want more information on anything we talked about today, don't be shy. Write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. What a wonderful day to be appreciative of everything you have. All of you should say that to yourself every day. When you awaken in the morning, be appreciative of the fact that you woke up. Be appreciative of the fact that if you are in good health, that it remains. Be appreciative of the fact that the sun is on your face and it feels wonderful. Look for things to appreciate. Don't expect them to come at you and offer themselves up. Start seeking that kind of energy so that you can move through your day with a much more positive feel. Don't let energy come towards you that you haven't sort of vetted a little bit. Decide that you're going to observe all the energy around you and make sure that you're not letting some negativity get too close. Decide that you're going to appreciate the fact that you know you can do that. There's very much a lack of gratitude on the planet Earth very often. And all of you know that. So how to combat that? Each one of you start in your own personal awareness program within and be aware when something good happens. And it's also going to help you see when bad things are happening so you can avoid them. But bringing in a beautiful energy of gratitude for everything you do have helps you bring in more of what you would want. Keep your energy in a positive place. Don't let yourself slide down into negativity ever. And don't be discouraged if something doesn't go exactly your way. That means you just need to go back to the drawing board and figure out how you're going to get it done. That's all it means. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It means that you need to adjust the program that you're trying to make here. Wake up every day and look for good things and draw those good things towards you. Now, there's going to be some bad things, you know, clinging on along the way. Just brush them aside. Say, no, I don't want you. I want this. By doing that, you help yourself create the reality that you want. And showing gratitude for your creations to yourself and to everyone and everything around you is the way to live the life. But when you become grateful, you become powerful. You become light as a feather. So we would assign all of you the moment to be that way.
Well, thank you, Veronica. That was a great message. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show today. and we'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.